Well, it's best burger time in Iowa once again. The Iowa Beef Producers, the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, the Iowa Beef Industry Council have banded together again to find Iowa's best burger. We're going to talk a little bit about that here this morning. Kylie Peterson joins us. She's the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Iowa Beef Industry Council. Kylie, good morning.
Good morning.
I know it's morning when we're talking here this morning, but, you know, there's never a bad time for a burger, right?
Absolutely not. I think there are like breakfast burgers or PB&J burgers out there. So, hey, we can make an exception.
Well, if there aren't, we've just invented one. So we'll take the revenue on that. Well, very good.
Absolutely.
Well, talk a little bit about the best burger contest. This actually is not new. It's been going on for years, and it's not even new this year. The deadline's coming up, but this has been taking nominations already here for a while. How's it been going so far?
It's been going well. We're embarking on about 5,000 nominations or votes now, and we only have until Monday, March 14th at 5 p.m. to collect those. So they're coming in, and the race to be in the top 10 is close amongst a couple restaurants. And so if you know of a great one in the state, we're asking for people to cast their votes before that March 14th deadline.
All right, very good. Well, let's just talk about the nuts and bolts here first, or is it the pickles and onions first, I guess? I'm not sure how to put that. let's talk a little bit about the details, because there are certain things you're looking for when it comes to the best burger.
Yes, absolutely. So the burger must be a 100% real beef patty served on a bun or bread product, so it cannot be like a loose meat hamburger or Made Right. The spices can be added to the patty, and the burger can include a combination of condiments, toppings, you name it. We're just looking for a beef burger. So really, the opportunities and the options are endless. When the judges, the secret panel of judges, are going out to find the best burger in Iowa, they're going to be judging their criteria off of the taste of the beef patty, the appearance of the burger, and the proper cooking temperature of 160 degrees. So the door is wide open for any votes and any nominations right now through this period. So this is the voting period. This is kind of phase one. So you can do that by visiting our website, iabeef.org, or texting BEEF, that's B-E-E-F in all caps, to 515-337-8924. And when you do that, you'll come with an online voting form where you'll find all the towns in Iowa listed. If you don't see a town that's listed there and you don't see the restaurant that's listed, you can scroll all the way to the bottom and type it in, and your vote will still be counted. So that voting period ends on March 14th at 5 p.m., and then it kind of takes us into the second phase of the contest.
All right, very good. Yeah, we're getting through this initial phase right now where people are nominating their favorites, and I'm sure you get all kinds. I mean, the toppings and things and whatever folks put on them, I mean, that's just endless, the number of things you can do. But bottom line is, it needs to be a burger that's high quality, that meets those standards. I don't see anywhere in here where it says it has to be a locally produced piece of meat, but is that pretty wise to do that?
No, there's no criteria on that. So we kind of leave it open-ended. We know that there's a lot of great opportunities there that you can play around in the kitchen with different things. So that's not a criteria. It doesn't have to be locally produced. That is just the phases that voting period, and we do see quite a bit. We had 200 towns across Iowa that were nominated last year, which just proves that there are a lot of great tasting burgers all across the state.
Yeah, we already knew that, though, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Just by our own taste test. Well, it may not specifically say it has to be locally produced, locally sourced beef, but let's be honest, we produce the best in the world, so you might as well give yourself that advantage, right?
We do. We do this contest. We partner with the New York Beef Council. We help fund their contest as well. In their state, because, in Iowa, we're pretty close to our food. We know how it's raised, and we have a lot of consumers that eat beef a lot, and they choose to eat it more, but that's not necessarily the case in New York. So we help fund a contest in their state, and they kind of challenged us and put us to the test last year. They pinned their best burger winner against ours, and we won that too. So, we know that Iowa produces some great tasting beef products, and so we're beef is king here in the state, and we like to celebrate it in ways like the Iowa's Best Burger Contest.
You betcha. Well, and I was looking through some of the list of the recent winners that they've had in here, and some of the finalists in previous years that were winners, and I'm noticing quite a few here from the from our part of the state, Southwest and West Central Iowa. We've done well here.
Yes. There's been a lot of great places like that. Is Twisted Tail, that's how far? That's not too far.
Twisted that's Tail, in the neighborhood.
Yeah, so they had a great burger and a great story. And that's really kind of what's super fun about this contest is not only are we promoting restaurants and the restaurant industry and their contribution to the beef industry and our beef producers in Iowa that do such a great job of providing an awesome tasting product, but also we get to celebrate some of these small towns and these rural communities in Iowa and get people excited about going and visiting them. You know, we know there's a lot of secrets, hidden gems out there that are well known to locals, but maybe not other people across the state or even outside of the state. And so this contest kind of allows for those to kind of shine and have their moment to shine. I think last year we had Bambino's in Austin was the winner, and we had a family from Austin, New York, that traveled to Austin, Iowa for their family vacation just to try the best burger in Iowa. So that's really fun. Those are fun stories to share.
That's an awesome story. Well, and I'm looking through, and, you know, you'd think when you're looking for votes, you'd think, well, the big city's got this locked up because they've got more population. But, you know, I'm looking through all these recent winners over the last, 10 or 12 years or so, a couple of them out of Ames, but otherwise it's largely in small communities.
It really is, you know, and we tell people, I've been on a couple interviews so far, and they're like, what's the secret to getting into the top 10? And really, it's just these restaurants. If somebody orders a burger, you know, go ask them if they liked it, and then encourage them to vote for you or promote it on your social media. If you're looking to kind of make a big push this last week before voting ends, we do have some promotional materials that you can use on our website, iabeef.org. But really, that's kind of the way to get into the top 10 is soliciting those votes from your customers. You already know that they love coming to visit. This being in the top 10 alone just gives you a lot of free publicity. And then, of course, being awarded the best burger in Iowa gives you increased burger sales. I think Bambino's had a 70% increase in burger sales after winning the contest, which, you know, they're just a little mom-and-pop shop in Little Austin, Iowa, and it really did change their lives and helped move some product around the state. So that's kind of why this is really fun, is highlighting those small communities and those small little hidden gems in the state. We know there's a lot of them all over.
You bet. And once they get on the map like that, I mean, we all know in our own backyards where the good stuff is because we all talk about it. We're foodies. I mean, we're all foodies, let's face it. And in Iowa, we got some great home-produced foods. But we talk amongst ourselves, and you have local reputations that get developed. This just expands on that.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we put out that map once these the first phase of the contest ends and we announce the top 10. We put that map out, and the amount of people that are like, we're going to, you know, have a road trip, or we're going to get so-and-so together in a car and go visit all of these. People love that. It gives them some excitement as spring is near and then gives them something to do in the summertime. So this is just really fun. You know, burgers are often a standard fare, but we know from experience that the winners of this contest are well above standard and they serve some outstanding burgers. So finding those great burgers depends on Iowans choosing their favorite and nominating them. And like I said earlier, you could do that at our website, iabeef.org, or you can text beef to 515-337-8924.
Okay, very good. And this is the initial part then. Once we get these initial nominations in, then we're going to kind of pare it down a little bit as we get closer to beef month.
Yes, absolutely. So after that first phase ends, we'll announce the top 10 restaurants on March 18th. And then those finalists will receive a certificate, and they'll be eligible to have a visit from a secret panel of judges. So the judges will come secretly to their restaurant. They won't know that they're there, and they'll have a taste test and just kind of see the overall experience of the restaurant. And they'll be the ultimate deciding factor of who is the 2020 Best Burger in Iowa, and that will be announced on May Beef Month, or May 2nd, to kick off May Beef Month in Iowa.
Well, I would love to know how you get a panel of judges to come in anonymously in a small-town restaurant without being noticed, because, you know, that would be a chore in itself.
It is, you know. So we actually let them go on their own, so we don't, you know, have all the judges go together, but they go individually. But, you know, everybody wants to be the judge. I just wonder why you would want to be the judge for a Best Burger contest and have to go around to, you know, 10 different restaurants to try them. I mean, it sounds horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's tough work. I hope the pay is really good.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. So it's a fun deal, and we'll be anxious to kick off May Beef Month with that announcement here in the state.
Yeah. Well, and of course, for the Iowa Beef Industry Council and the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, the benefits to doing something like this are pretty obvious.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great way to, you know, showcase that partnership that we have with Iowa restaurants, and then great way to promote our product in a fun and interactive way and get consumers excited about trying some burgers. And it really does. It makes an impact.
You bet.
I love doing it. So, and I love talking to people like you about it.
Very good. Well, and we have fun this time of the year too, because we're starting to look forward to grilling season. Some of us have already been out doing a little grilling, but, you know, we're going to hit that hot and heavy here real fast.
Absolutely. Yeah. People joke all the time in the Midwest here and in our state. We just, you know, we don't really put the grill away. If it's nice weather, it's probably out and we're putting some steaks on it. So yeah, grilling season's right around the corner, and this is a great way to kind of highlight that and kickstart that season.
All right, easy enough. Lots of ways that you can vote electronically. IABeef.org is one way you get all the information that you need if you missed anything with us here this morning, and you can get those entries in. Do it quick, because that's that first period is ending here very, very quickly. So jump on that as soon as you can and enjoy a lot of Iowa's best burgers. Kylie, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it, and have fun with us. I know you do.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.